Chewing tobacco is one of the oldest methods of consuming tobacco, and even as American society has clamped down on the use of cigarettes, the various forms of smokeless tobacco on the market don't get nearly as much attention. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. David Pfister, chief of the Head and Neck Oncology Service at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, about why this kind of tobacco is so dangerous.
What exactly is chewing tobacco, and is that the same as smokeless tobacco?
Well, you know, chewing tobacco is basically one type of smokeless tobacco. So, you know, chewing tobacco, it can get packaged a few different ways. It can be loose tobacco. It can be a plug of tobacco. It can be a twist of tobacco. You know, you put it in your mouth. You often have to spit with it and so forth. There's snuff, which is finely ground tobacco that can either be put in the mouth or sniffed. You know, that's another type of smokeless tobacco. And actually, they've also started to market what they call dissolvables, which are sort of candy sort of things that folks can suck on, which is also another type. And if you look around the world, there are then further permutations on what falls into this realm of smokeless tobacco with a lot of variation country to country. And while certainly smokeless tobacco is a health problem here as well, Southeast Asia, for example, it's a very, very major public health problem. And it comes with a variety of different projects that all fall under this umbrella of smokeless tobacco.
What is it about the ingredients that make it so unhealthy?
Well, it's a couple different things. First, it's highly addictive because of the nicotine that's in the product. And that's part of the thing that gets you kind of like smoking cigarettes. What makes you go to come back to the cigarette? It's the physiologic and pharmacologic effect of a highly addictive drug. It's why when people stop smoking or stop smokeless tobacco, you know, they get cravings. And that quickest way to fix that is then to go take some more nicotine. The other thing is that in the tobacco, the processing, oftentimes it's many things which I think listeners may not fully appreciate. The fertilizers that's used with the tobacco, things that are added to the tobacco for flavorings, things like this, that there are a number of cancer-causing agents which have been documented to be in these products. You have something which is kind of the hook that gets you sort of addicted. And then when you're addicted in the tobacco, there are things which are very bad for your health that because of addiction, it's hard to stop being exposed to them.
What are the various types of cancers associated with chewing and smokeless tobacco?
Well, the data seems to best establish for being a head and neck oncologist for head and neck cancers, particularly sort of in the, you know, oral cavity area. And basically, as you kind of go down the GI tract, there's also an association with pancreatic cancer that seems to be fairly robust from an epidemiologic point of view. Smokeless tobacco does not have the same relationship with lung cancer in, let's say, chronic obstructive lung disease that smoking cigarettes does. So, you know, sometimes it can be marketed a little bit, oh, gee, this is a convenient, healthy alternative. But I think what you see here is that there are many bad things that happen with this product. And so, you know, that can be very slippery slope.
It's Dr. David Pfister of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.